From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. This week, Dr. Alan Cairns has been preaching on the filling of the Spirit, part of an ongoing series on the person and work of the Holy Spirit. His text has been the classic passage on the subject, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." In the course of the message, we've seen that a drunkard counterfeits the filling of the Spirit, but the end result is anything but joy and happiness. Yet, as the drunkard is completely controlled by his alcohol, the true believer in Christ should be entirely controlled by the Holy Spirit. This leads to the key to a successful Christian life, acceptance of and obedience to the Holy Spirit's control. The result will be joy and fellowship among God's people and power in their service for God. Before coming to the message, Dr. Cairns takes a few minutes to answer the question, why do we end our prayers in Jesus' name? The video version of this comment may be found under Q&A with Alan Cairns on our website, ltbsradio.com.
There are various reasons why we end our prayers in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Number one, because He commanded us to ask in His name. Number two, because of the significance, what it means to pray in Jesus' name. When we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, we are praying first upon His authority. We're praying with His warrant. In other words, prayer is not hit and miss. It's not a shot in the dark. It's not some sort of a spiritual wish list. Real prayer is that which is presented to God on the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then there is the thought that it is presented on the merit of the Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, when we pray, we're asking God to give to us that which Christ has deserved, that which Christ has merited for us through His life and His death, through His personal righteousness and obedience. Jesus Christ has merited for His people all the benefits of the covenant of grace. All of them. True prayer is coming to God, seeking in the name of the Lord Jesus, on the authority of the Lord Jesus, using the promises of the Lord Jesus, and according to what He has deserved, it is coming to God to ask, confer the benefits of the covenant of grace. Grant graciously what Christ has purchased. One final thought. Jesus has the name of the Amen, the true and the faithful witness. When we come to God in prayer, we are calling Christ as our witness. We're saying to God, look upon the face of thine anointed. Look upon Jesus Christ. Hear His speaking blood. And for His honor and for His glory, grant us the answer to our prayers. Because what we pray, we are praying in the name of the Lord Jesus.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We have been delighted with the response to these programs. Your words of appreciation and your letters and emails have been most encouraging. From time to time, we're able to offer various of our publications to those who request them. And we're pleased to announce that the latest edition of Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine is now available. The principal focus of this issue is Darwinism. Two Free Presbyterian ministers deal with the fruit and the fallacies of Charles Darwin's theories. In that connection, there is a report on the wonders of God's handiwork displayed at the Creation Museum located near Cincinnati, Ohio. Also, this issue contains another in a series of articles about the founding fathers of the Free Presbyterian Church, focusing this time on Dr. S.B. Cook. The missionary focus is upon what the Lord is doing in the nation of France. You may have a free copy of the magazine simply by asking for it. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word, radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Alan Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, is it ever right to have an abortion? What is revival? And do all who die as infants go to heaven? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
And there's an obedience to the Spirit's control. If you're under the control, if you're filled with the Spirit, there is an obedience to that control. You have wonderful examples of this in the New Testament scriptures. You remember Peter in Acts chapter 11 verse 12, he gives his story of how he went to the household of Cornelius. The angel of the Lord stood by him and said, "Peter, these men are coming for you. Go with them." Peter arose and he wept. You have an outstanding example in Paul himself. In Acts 16, verses 7 to 10, Paul tried, he essayed to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered him not. What did he do? Just say, "Well, I'm going anyway"? No, no. Here's a man who was sensitive to the leading of the Spirit of God. I'm not talking now about somebody who is living the life of a mystic, who is sitting in a corner with his spiritual antennas out and he's getting funny vibrations. That's not what Paul, doing the will of God, essayed to go into Bithynia, and God stopped him. And Paul stopped then. Then the Lord gave him the vision of the man from Macedonia. There's a lovely statement. Luke says that we went into Macedonia assuredly gathering. Assuredly gathering what? That the Lord was sending them there. So they followed. Obedience to the Spirit's control. You know, obedience is always the mark of the Holy Ghost's control in a man's life. If you look at 1 John 4 and 6, you'll find here's how you know the Spirit of truth, that you obey the Word of God. You obey it. Now let's bring this home to our hearts today. Are there not people here this morning? You say you're saved. But you say, "I'm not enjoying my Christianity the way I ought." There's an emptiness, there's a deadness, there's a frustration. My, there's a misery even. And here's the reason. I'm living in disobedience to God. You know, if you're saved, I have news for you. If you're really saved, you're not like that ungodly man who can go out and find his pleasure in the world. What will be sweet in his mouth will be bitterness in yours. If you're saved, you're spoiled for the filth of this world. You're spoiled for it. And you'll always stay in misery until you know obedience to the control of the Spirit of God through His Word. And then, of course, there's the evidence of the Spirit's control. I'm not going to preach this. I'll leave it for some other occasion. But it's interesting that, having said, "Be filled with the Spirit," Paul then goes right through to the very end of the book of Ephesians, showing the evidence of it. There'll be evidence in the Christian's life in the church. What a difference in a church when people live under the control of the Spirit. Paul says, speaking to one another. Isn't that a strange thing? Isn't that a strange thing that he's talking about people filled with the Holy Ghost, and what's the very first thing he says about them? He says they speak to each other in church. You know, I think that Paul was undoubtedly hitting home to a very, very sore point. So many churches, and we just come together and we float out again. It's all a convenience that we can get to hear the Word of God, and that's good. But there's very little real communication. Just speak to each other. Of course, not just about any old thing. There's what you talk about, there's how you talk about it. It's all brought in here. Speaking to each other. Speaking and singing. These are not the usual evidences of the fullness of the Spirit that people talk about, but it's what the Holy Ghost talks about. Speaking and singing and surrendering one to another. Submitting yourselves one to another. And serving. Now here's the evidence in the church. Then there'll be the evidence in the Christian in the home. Husbands loving their wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Wives submitting themselves to their own husbands. Parents rearing their children in the fear, nurture, and admonition of the Lord. And children obeying their parents because it's right. You've got husbands, wives, and family, and they're living crucified lives, Christ-like lives, consecrated lives. Why? Because they're under the control of the Spirit of God. And you've got the Christian in business, masters and servants. Very interesting that Paul wrote this when slavery was the order of the day. And he never said a word against slavery. Strange, isn't it? You see, the New Testament theology is never liberation theology, so-called. It's never revolutionary theology. But nonetheless, what Paul taught was what overthrew slavery. And as he looked at the masters and the servants who were in Christ, he says that every master and every servant should recognize the role and the rights of the other. And once that got ingrained in the hearts of men, that was the end of slavery. Christian in business, filled with the Spirit. It's very grieving to hear some of the stories that come out of the business community. I get grieved when I have businessmen come to me and tell me that very often the worst people to do business with are professing Christians. I get grieved when I am told, I think of a time my brother told me this, showed me a great sheaf of applications for a job, a very high paying job. And as he looked at them all, there wasn't one among them that he wanted to take. And he said, you know, if I had five men for one position, all other things being equal, qualifications, etc., and I had a man from this church and that church and that church, and I had a Mormon, I would choose the Mormon every time. Because he will work as he says he'll work. That's a grieving thing to have to hear. And when Christians out there in the business world, either as masters or as servants, don't have the testimony that they are absolutely trustworthy, that they will do the best job that they're capable of doing, then they are living not in the Spirit but in the flesh, because filled with the Spirit, under the control of the Spirit, in the business world, they stand head and shoulders for testimony above everybody else. Then, of course, you have the Christian in the battle. The end of Ephesians 6. A man who's filled with the Spirit will stand in the day of battle. But his stand will be a stand energized by the Holy Ghost. We have today the double tragedy. First of all, most Christians won't stand. And then second, how often this has been leveled against us in the fundamental movement, and often with a great deal of truth to it. But when there is a stand, it's so frequently just a bitter, carnal wrangling, a promotion of party, a grabbing for power. These things ought not to be. If a man is filled with the Holy Spirit, under the Spirit's control, that man will be standing in a day of battle. Some people have the strange notion that if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're one of these namby-pamby, spineless characters that can say nothing against anything or anybody. We have people wondering, why would we want to say anything against the Pope when he comes? I have to say that I can't figure out how Christians can think that way. When the devil comes, what do? Throw your arms around him and say, "Dear Satan"? Or do you speak out against him? When the devil's chief instrument on this earth comes, and I'm willing to defend that definition of the Pope, what do? Throw your arms around him and say, "Beloved man of sin, loving Antichrist, beautiful damner of 800 million souls, we welcome you in the name of fraternal love." Is that what you do? Well, to tell you, you may do that. And there will be, according to the press, 27 denominational leaders from so-called Protestant churches who will be doing that in Colombia, but they will not be there. And I make this absolutely categorically plain. They will not be there under the leading or guidance or blessing of the Spirit of God. He'll be conspicuous by his absence. The man who's filled with the Holy Ghost, a man who stands in the day of battle, and having done all, he's still standing. That's the power of the Spirit of God. The acceptance of his control, the evidence of his control in the home, in the church, in the business, and in the battle. And that evidence will be seen in obedience to the Spirit in every one of these areas. May God grant us indeed to obey the injunction, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but to be filled with the Spirit."
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.